Today, the South Carolina Senate gave its final approval for removing the Confederate flag from the State House grounds. Debate moves to the South Carolina House of Representatives tomorrow. Of course, the Capitol has been the scene of debate and protest the last couple weeks, so WFAE's Ben Bradford couldn't help but notice when he saw some unexpected frivolity this afternoon.
Outside on the plaza of the state capitol, in between the entrance to the building and the Confederate monument that flies the controversial flag, about a dozen middle-aged black women step back and forth and turn in unison to the music. They're line dancing. And the TV cameras quickly begin to circle, looking for depictions of celebration from supporters of the movement to take down the flag. Chris Miller leads the group, and he says that wasn't his intention.
When I chose to come down here, honestly, we didn't know that today was what was going to happen today.
They're a soul line dancing class from the local rec center who came out for a change of scenery.
The irony of it that no one had a clue.
Rebella Alston has been attending the class for 8 years.
That we're actually out here dancing.
Yeah.
If they make their decision history before we actually, leave, you know? It's actually history making. And if they make the decision before we leave, we'll just be in the party mood.
If his class ends up as the face of the celebration, Miller says he's okay with it.
That's awesome, man. You know, if we can stand for just unity, you know.
In the meantime, the group dances under the shadow of the Confederate flag. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Columbia.